Aufhören!
There's no worries.
Free show.
There's no pain.
All over
no
the
fears of out the listeners.
Because we're in the future now.
Disco.
Oh, we are?
Oh, that's my sister.
Oh, see, that's the sound.
All
of
you
the
had to
future.
Do was say what it was, and it would.
You know, that's the way I always envisioned the future. We'd
clapping.
Be walking around, and it would sound like either a combination
Ether.
Of.
That's it.
Pachinko machines
Pachink.
Plus. Plus a casino. That's
a
the, that's just
bar,
what the ambient sounds around
some
you would sound like.
Crappy casino is somebody's of idea the, of the future.
The collision of disco pop and
across vending, the secret frontier.
Vending machine.
More
see,
disco
every vending
pop?
Machine will have background music on it.
Like
in
this
in the
one.
Future.
Japan already had that in the 80s.
They've been doing that for
I've
years.
I've always been surprised we don't have it here. But nobody here cares. And the world moves. I don't know. We're not. We don't care. We don't.
It's not that we don't care. It's just what they figured out now is this index of how much or how little you don't care. So they can still figure the gradient of not caringness. So that they go to the people who don't care the most versus the people that don't care the least, and they know they can still market some product there. That's the main thing. You have to go to the apathetic, the extreme apathetics versus just the mildly apathetic.
Yeah, pathetic.
Yeah, this
well,
is a
I, you know,
who
I got oh, man, this evening or last
totally
last night
riff.
At the Jellyfish reunion.
Jellyfish gathering.
The Jellyfish reunion.
Wonderful. I spent a lot of time with Diva Marissa.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That was
really?
A treat. And,
oh really?
And
she
those
was
bar
here.
Girls never well, never fail to
quality
excite.
Time.
Really? I well, I was sort of
Marissa
preoccupied
and,
with
Victoria.
Oh. Victoria, yes, of
wow.
course. What a
did
character.
Did Victoria tell you her secret?
She won't.
Oh, that's too bad.
And. Who else was there?
She told everybody.
Poor
yes.
Barbara Freed was going crazy.
Barbara Freed, why was she going crazy?
It's her. She really takes that whole thing very seriously.
Yeah. Because we couldn't. I mean, she.
No, the
it's time
Tom
they free her.
Thing is partly in her soul. Yes.
She's been held back for too long. They need to let her free.
Why weren't you there, man? Why didn't you bring people there, even though they asked to go to the hotel? You could have just dumped them off in front of the Jellyfish Gallery.
You should have just said, rides are free tonight, but we're only going to one place.
Yeah, rides are free. And then they're dumped off.
Come on,
actually,
everybody.
It was really fun.
You know, I could go to three destinations if I have to.
And
I
mean, the sad part is, you can't touch any of it until next year.
You can't touch it.
Yeah, all this new stuff they should be selling.
I just don't get it.
I think you ought to have a big wheel of random addresses, and you just spin it when they get in the car and say, here's where you're going.
On the way home, I was wondering if it had to do with the laws of being a nonprofit.
Or local, like nearby cities, maybe.
Yeah, local nearby cities. This is just the random thing. Yeah, you can advertise it. Put a big sign on top that says Random Cab.
Random Cab.
Right. Are you willing to take a chance?
Just say 15
just Google
bucks.
It.
Make like a basic rate.
Yeah, just randomize your
show
trip destination.
But what if they don't have the money to go to New York City?
Well,
you could
have it.
No,
like you would tell them that you had a perimeter within
a
which you would randomize.
And also, it's like a regular cab thing. You know, it wouldn't be like New York City.
Oh, cab fare to New York
like
City?
The farthest away would be San Jose.
Yeah.
But they would just take him to Gary's house.
Once in a while, you'd go to
I
Santa Cruz.
I have lots
Cruz.
Of friends in San Jose.
Or the Gardner Foundation. Brand.
I think Chuck Sereno's
this is a great idea. I'm thinking about marketing this idea, this random cab idea. If you don't jump on it, man, I'm going to go for it.
Random cab?
I'm going to throw it. I've thrown it up against the wall. I can see it sticking over there.
As in the random cab murders?
In the morning, I'm going to run it up the flagpole and see who salutes it.
Another senseless killer.
Yeah. Okay, do you think, now since it's your cab that we're going to do this to,
and so
I guess you should get a cut,
to
right?
End the career of the random cab murderer.
You should probably get a maintenance cut for your cab. You know,
yeah.
It's going to take some. So,
well, maybe we can have a ride along for
my half healed.
We're
going
to have to put some more springs in
throbbed
it. In your cab.
As I walk.
We're
going to
haul some
down
big
the rainy
people.
Are you guys
going
to jump hills on the way to San Jose?
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
Never a cab around when you
get
need
airborne.
One. I thought.
No.
We're
going to
jump hills
and
get airborne.
When you don't.
We're
going to
get airborne a little bit in this cab.
Yeah,
so we got to have some big springs in there.
I think we're taking this cab all the way to Big Springs National Monument.
Real Bighorn
monster
fed
the largest large springs on the North American continental shelf.
Oh, look at the size of that look crumbling giant infrastructure CGI'd into the show.
Now, since what you say on the show, it happens instantly, I can already visualize this cab.
Not instantly. It does happen. But what was recently something happened that I realized I had said like 7 or 8 years ago.
And it takes time to come to fruition.
Look, there went our ominous background music to really create a mood, and now it's gone.
Shot all to hell.
Now, I'm in the Tenderloin. That's the music for driving through the Tenderloin.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I could see that cab in the air, and then, oh, here it is. I can see it's airborne again. It's flying over the Tenderloin.
Death cab for Cuba.
So you're Bruce Willis, and here comes Lulu. Crash right through the
airborne
front.
Cab for Bruce.
Not the
Die
flying
hard.
Kind.
Die Hard 9, the cab ride.
So if you're looking at it in the DVD and you go frame by frame,
it could all be like
see people make
it become the name of another band.
It's
happened
so often. Little things. Nursing moms and fights and guys reading the paper and...
Yeah.
You mean his flying car speeds by?
As they're going down. And little car accidents are happening off in the corners of that
And what's that in?
In
The Fifth Element.
The Fifth Element, yeah.
When Bruce Willis and Lulu are
escaping
the police.
It's like a clunker future cab, you know?
Yeah.
Future cab, like it could... zip into the future. What about, hey, do you remember that Zelazny, what's his name? Roger Zelazny. And he had, like, the Princess of Amber. What about, like, a cab like that? You go to different, you know, parts of the multiverse.
Yeah.
You know, at will.
At will,
at
yeah.
will.
Not our universe.
Well, you don't have to be in a different... You can just be on a different place on Earth.
Hello?
Hello?
Testing. Radio check. Over.
We've seemed to have lost contact with our remote recorder.
We're going to do our best to reestablish that contact soon. But first...
Need a hooker? Because I found one.
General Hooker and the Civil War.
We always... I see he's making negotiations with one of his customers here.
You've got
servicing the customers again.
You've got an alien there.
When are you going to learn? That is not even from this planet. Let that go.
You can tell that's a random person walking along the street, wondering where the ladies of the night are.
With great big dark eyes. And notice no ears either, on either side, see?
And it's so fun to be in a world where I have to say, you know, the Philo on the subgenius side.
The single Philo.
Yeah. The other Philo.
No, that Philo.
It's weird,
Tim. For a couple of years, when I was running around Art Car World, they say, well, you know Philo. I go,
Yeah, you have to say subgenius Philo or Art Car Philo.
I'll check in again.
Some duck quacking going on around here.
Yeah, so. Sounds like some dumb luck ducks quacking away. Wise quackers, eh?
Quack.
Yeah, well, Jack Quack was a friend of mine, so I'm not going to put up with this too much longer.
This is just
only
quackery.
A certain... Yeah, that's right.
This is radio quackery.
Well, you know,
you could describe the show like that in some way. Some people do describe the show.
You could do that, yes.
You're trying
under
to...
This, agreed-upon rule.
You could. But you couldn't.
Commission. It is technically possible through a strange side loophole in the existing law covering the
broadcasting.
Right, come
on, bro. Side patch,
sideways
bus. Yeah, don't show me, bro.
Impacted significantly in fiscal year 2009.
Don't show me, bro.
By a massive.
Don't tase me, Lucifer.
In
how big Lucifer's taser would be?
Sure.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Enough to paralyze worlds.
Lucifer's taser.
What
a great name for a band. That'd be a good name for my new band.
Underreported in Quan. Don't lucify me, bro.
Beelzebub's taser doesn't quite make it.
Don't beat me up.
Lucifer's taser, that's better than Beelzebub's or Mephistopheles' taser.
And the good
thing doesn't work. You gotta have Lucifer's taser. The whole light kind of light thing, it mixes with the whole taser, electrical shock thing. Because of the whole electromagnetic
here,
spectrum.
We've got another 2 years to go for this.
The drumming boys.
Right there.
Oh.
You can drum up and down all day long, and unless you got a drum underneath there, then
or
your drumming action
if you
is
don't
all
have
for
a drum,
naught.
You can run a saw, a power saw.
You can use saws to eliminate
man beats
your neighboring irritants.
Women beat their.
And I don't mean directly. Indirectly.
You can burk them.
I keep hearing strange.
You don't need blades. It helps if you have a blade.
And may some strange, mysterious dream fall.
A blade in the shade.
On my ears.
In the shade
you
of
dream
a tree.
Enough, you will see all the dreams
in Aries.
In the shade
dream.
Of a tree, the dream reveals itself.
Everything will happen.
Nothing more than
eventually.
Softly.
Inevitably.
On mine eyelids lay.
Everything.
Loving, laughing, loathing. An embalming night and day.
And as I
wait,
sweet the music breathes. Above.
But he signed the papers.
Around or underneath.
And the contract must be
sent by some spirit to mortals or the unseen genius of the world.
To the land of Mordor.
Really, do we have to watch that again?
Yeah. It's, in fact, let's do the whole extended version all in one day thing. Do the whole trilogy of extended version.
I never have seen
cuts.
The whole extended director's cut and
I've got,
slice and chop.
I've got the director's cut of only Return of the King, and then I've got nice widescreen versions of the original releases
the whole thing,
of the other two.
Frame.
But it still takes like about 10 hours to watch, 10, 12 hours to watch all of them.
Ashnaz the Battle of...
It's great, though.
Ashnaz Crimson. Ashnaz Krakatula.
The war film festival. 72 hours of war films, end to end. And I bring food in, a little fist bag.
I think we should do that. Let's do that. Let's have a subgenius film festival where you have to watch the the whole trilogy.
I might be doing that at the John Shirley mansion. It was suggested as a form of recreation.
Oh, you think that he has a reservation on that form of subgenius film festival?
Well, it was discussed. Yes, the thanks grieving week out when every American famille sits down to a Brobdingnagian ration of roasted turkey dackle. I and my peeps will be wearing our party hats as we sit at the groaning board where all who board there rarely groan with boredom. Because you get little prizes, you know. When you pop them open, there's a little explosion and then you get a toy.
It's a barber said today when I picked up my Ripper picture. Said, and what did you win?
I won a trip to Bob's
I won,
back
like,
pocket.
The lug, one of the lug nuts.
The lug nuts.
On the,
You did? You get that?
No, I'm saying that's about how much, you know, my money is worth for the return of the giant shark thing.
Well, at least it won't come back without its lug nuts.
That's...
That kind of makes you think,
that you got?
Oh, you mean from the government?
Yeah,
why can't
letter?
The government be competent?
Jimmy calls us hell.
Jimmy calls us hell.
Will the government be competent?
Jimmy calls us hell. Jimmy calls us hell. Yeah.
Can a government...
Jimmy Carter says
be
yes.
Open and honest.
Can the government... Jimmy competent. Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes.
Jimmy Carter says yes. He said it.
Would Jimmy call
he
Carter
means
call
it.
He's
going to Jimmy Crackhorn and I don't care. Jimmy Crackhorn and I don't care. Jimmy Crackhorn and I don't care.
The step-by-step process is revealed. This explosive new future religion, beyond science, may raise your intelligence, transform your life, improve your health and luck, and end financial woes. This is it. This is the weirdest super cult of them all. The only faith that promises action, thrills,
action.
Success in sex and business.
And real estate.
join them.
Look at all the property.
At the risk today.
Because, you know, it's true that the world ends tomorrow, and you may die.
Even if you own a tropical island, you will not be able to escape the predicted subgenius iconoclasm only by following our special rules and making sure that you pay good American money for our special information package. Can you move through the golden portals into the world of understanding of my course in success in sex and real estate? The rest is up to you. Are you a slacker or a doer? Are you ready to march forward with your chin high in the air? Or are you going to slump in your snuggie in front of the TV like a loathsome pulsating slug? The choice is yours. All the universe or nothing. Which shall it be? Which shall it be?
Hey, bring the janitor in here. There's been an accident.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
I'm terribly sorry.
He had a little bit of a problem
here.
Just let
me, I just need...
I think we're going to need some towels.
That's all right. No,
and a mop.
It's frightfully embarrassing.
Oh, yes, yes. Please, please. Speaking of tapes, we've been getting a lot of tapes from fans lately and listeners of the show sending tapes. I just want to let them know, you know, we don't listen to tapes anymore. That's old tech. You know, that's old tech. We're like, we're MP3 guys.
It's the cassette revolution.
If you want to, you can burn it on a CD.
Just pop one of these babies in your portable tape recorder and you're in business.
420 Party is on the move.
420 Party is on the move. They're on the move. They're preparing for their... their place
on for their star
in history.
Boundary. How was the traffic on the bridge?
Friday morning. Oh, it was fine. There was hardly any traffic.
Because there was amazingly stunky coming and going this evening. But it's mostly because they were putting up more barriers in the place where
but
the truckers
died. But wasn't a giant truckload of rutabagas that burst in flame as it attempted to navigate the difficult S-curve on the bridge this morning?
Subgenius.
Yes, it was the biggest bundle of them all, figuratively speaking.
So what kinds of things? Those reprints of the old ones, or the old ones? Or
these particular ones are reprints.
Yeah, I can tell. They're
on the slicker paper. No, they're folded the same, but they're on the slicker
that's
paper.
What it is, yeah.
Like
the
slicker paper.
The early ones. The very earliest ones were ones we did ourselves, and so the binding is actually stitched.
Eando binding.
Really? Signatures?
The first, very first ones.
So many of those signatures
made this digital.
A lot more than you'd think, because we had Shelby actually sewed them.
Wow. Because I saw a shot that I think is the next move, which is probably printed, that Doug took probably of the inside of the house. With boxes
inside
everywhere.
Yeah.
There's so many. I mean, every inch is taken up by boxes. And Lilith and a bunch of folks. Pre-Lilith.
Our initial mailing was 350.
That's a stitch one?
But we thought we would just sell them, you know, every street corner, too.
Yeah.
We took them to record stores. We did have them in record stores and a lot of... you know, sort of counterculture places at first where we would take them by and just try to say, hey, we got something for you. It doesn't cost you anything. And I'm trying to remember what we really could have been. We were short-sighted there is we needed a point-of-sale display unit that was like a box that would have held them nicely.
Because you may die.
Yeah.
Who doesn't go for that for a buck?
This is the tiny village
or a little
salvation.
Cute box with Bob on it.
The triple
like
your
little
money.
Bob head above the pen.
Yeah. Oh, there would have been.
So you grab the body of Bob
here
and go home.
But they did pretty good. We did have people in various... We got a lot of exposure early in Dallas because of... record stores, and
living
I remember that
on
one in particular. We had
plant,
a couple of them that were really focus points for those kind of weirdos.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And
we're talking about the original pamphlet, folks. So, do you have any of those signatures? Those solo?
Yeah, I got some of the originals.
Yeah,
I was going through some of that the other day and thought I need to be carrying these around with me because.
Yeah.
Less supply.
That's true. Just to drop them in places all the time.
There's so many. Well, I wouldn't drop them. Now that you can actually use them to get onto the pleasure saucer, I think they're much worth. They're worth much more than their face value of only a single dollar.
Yeah.
Even though they say a dollar on them, you might find them being scalped for as much as $10, $15, $20. There's a delay on that thing.
Also, they can't hear us right now.
They left like 10 minutes ago, and they're just we're just now seeing it on the camera.
Things about them. How stupid they are and stuff.
You can ask, are we controlled by secret forces?
Oh, speaking of stupid, or Saint Stupid, or rather, you know, there's the Veterans Art Show tomorrow night.
Yes.
Hey, that reminds me.
Are you in it?
I am in it again.
You are.
Right. I have to take the thing over there.
Yeah. And it goes up to
otherwise somebody won't know.
Well, I'm going to come over and shoot your show just because I like doing that.
But Ed's thing goes until 9, they say.
I know. See, I have to make a decision here.
Where's Ed's thing at?
At Alameda.
I myself would like to go to that show, but I've got to be at mine early because we've got this guest star and all sorts of other stuff that we have to deal with. I'm going to miss it.
So hard doing the show every night.
Being the show.
Being
looking
on
at the show
all the time.
And editing the show.
And show much more.
Do people think you're strange?
Yes,
do you walk around feeling
strange.
Like you don't really fit in, that you're a misfit in society?
Feeling
really
like
in
you
San
don't
Francisco.
Really fit in.
You know, too many even in San Francisco, the city of misfits, where every misfit can feel like they're part of a bunch, do you feel like you're excluded even from
like
that group?
Part of a bunch.
Do you feel like
and
you
I
need to be part
like
of a group,
I'm
or do you feel like you don't want to be part of a group, and yet you still
want
to belong to a loose set of renegade rogue weirdos?
Lusting for life and liberty.
But only as a loose non-joining member.
Confederation.
Well, then this is the group for you.
Members. Then
this
is
the group
I want to be a member of, and that's why I became a subgenius.
And our kind shall triumph. We will. Right now and in the future.
As sure as
already,
there's a heaven
actually,
behind the sun.
It's just been suppressed by conspiracy media.
But light shall penetrate into these dark corners, and our message shall fill every corner of this world. No one will be able to escape its harsh actinic rays. Yeah,
I'm so tired
of
telling people about this. I've been telling people this for 30 years.
They just don't pay any attention. They deserve it.
When the exes come down,
great sky fathers come down shooting and...
Given these instructions... People have been making fonts out of them on computer systems and building Unix.
He jumps
making
out of his
fonts
Camaro, and he runs across the guy's lawn with his mullet flying to and hands
mullet.
Him a,
they've been building operating
a,
systems that have Bob
a,
integrated
hands
into
a little
the
tiny collar.
Base operating logic.
I said, hands him a little tiny collar.
I just thought of something clever.
Hanson, you say his name?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay, so
well,
good night.
Are you going to shoot
the aliens?
What are aliens?
Dutch-eyed, cross-eyed aliens.
Where are the aliens?
9 and 20 points.
Where are they?
We just, put funny clothing on us, real shiny clothing, and we look just like aliens.
Wait a minute, are you trying to give away church secrets
here? Hey, man, don't reveal all the church secrets on the air.
That's very uncool.
That's one of those special secrets you're supposed to keep.
If you will. By accident.
No, it was no accident.
There's
no accident. Every accident is by intent.
Here's a dent by accident.
You know that Bob has made more money off just his bad judgment and his stumbling foibles than he ever has by anything he intended to
stumbling
make money
foibles.
He makes
by
a million every time he hawks a loogie.
Therefore, I will prostrate myself.
Oh, we've got to watch out. Make sure you get an exam, a finger
irony.
Exam.
And don't not prostrate
do
yourself.
That.
Don't pull
yeah,
your
don't
prostate.
Do exam yourself.
Yes.
No.
Prostrate yourself.
A medical professional to
the,
study your
the
aching
Lord
prostate.
Bob, your God.
I am the Lord thy God who hath brought thee out of Egypt.
So if you have a bag of fodder, just regular
fodder,
church
forgive
fodder,
me, for I have sinned.
Put your fodder bag on and just chow down on heavy. Heavy,
look how pretty
big,
that is.
Copious bites.
I
want
to go back to pantheism.
Okay, go ahead.
Sure.
Let's
watch.
Go.
Well, she's at X Day every.
You're listening to Pantheism Radio on KPFA, 89.3 KPFB, 88.1 KFCF. online, kpfa.org, all over the world, and 91.1 KZFR in Chico, of course.
In Chico.
Nobody's listening in Chico. I shouldn't even say that. But
they wear those white pants called chinos and white belts and work shoes.
Nobody would in Chico would call 848-4425.
Yeah, who in Chico?
Even in Fresno, I want to hear more about the white pantsuit.
The white pantsuit. Well, if you remember the Black Panthers? Suit. They were big in the '60s, and then came the white pantsuits, who were
and that was like 1972,
and then
right?
The Christian Lionhearts, who would go up against the white pantsuits.
Yes, that was long before Christian Slater was a Lear.
He wasn't allowed in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
Not with
7 degrees from Christian Slater.
No. And did you ever notice
70
that?
Odd Christians later,
well,
the change did take place. And we have authentic records of
and
this.
We still have to do the poem thing.
That's right. Well, you want to go off and smoke a stogie while I do it?
Go off and do your poem.
You
can leave it on. You could stogify, and I could stultify. And then you could return after the agreed upon period. Yes.
Yeah, if you
all
want.
All can be done according to the precepts.
And I'll talk about the limitations of the Mosaic Law.
Well, you and I have to escape in this one.
Yes, you both have to go off. You must retire to the solarium. You can.
We're going to retire.
Yeah.
Yes, you're going to retire and be millionaires after
okay,
my course.
Okay, we're
going to
retire shortly
and
invest. Actually, we're not really going to retire. We're going to just go off on a side venture.
Well, just to provide an example.
While Dr. Hal does this stultifying sort of recitation.
Yes, I'm
take it away, Dr. Hal.
Well, I'll take it away, all right, but it must be at a specific moment of silence and secrecy.
Yeah. Okay, here's...
Yes.
I'm on pause
it's
right
going
now.
To happen. Oh,
I'm
so...
I'm on pause right now.
The show is not
and
on
then what
pause.
I want to do is...
Do you have to operate some sort of operating device? Oh, that device has to be operational.
Yeah, I'll hit...
Well, in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, just you will hear a composition entitled Italiano Gatto Morto.
So funny hearing that delay.
Yes, I know that delay. It's like a terrible delay on KBFA. So it never used to be, but now it is. And
it's all serious show now. It was really funny.
Yeah, it was funny. Now it's dead as a duck. But soon this will be over, and then we can get back and be funny again. But here we are.
I'm gonna hit it and then run away.
Okay, hit it and run. And in just a moment, my friends, this intrusion will begin and cease, and then not begin again. Italiano gatto morto. A dead cat floated in a bay lagoon, floating under the sun and moon. Her nine lives were gone and death was strong. The worst had happened, so what could go wrong? But she would find out soon. Yes, she would find out soon. For suddenly now nearby bobs a flotilla of art boats, handmade jobs, like festive barges or Chinese junks, captained by disaffected punks, insane and manic slobs. Insane and manic slobs. They were out of money and out of luck, and now they found they were truly stuck, for the boreal wind brought sheets of rain sweeping in from the Alps again, and they thought their plight did suck. How they thought their plight did suck. They were tired and broke and in a foul mood, and when the floating cat they viewed, they lifted her out for their caprice, not leaving her to decay in peace. They had a bad attitude. They had a bad attitude. She lay on the deck, staring up at the sky. She rotted and stank as she grew more high. The punks all called her a work of art, and they let her lie there and fall apart. They weren't going to say goodbye. They weren't going to say goodbye.
They amused themselves having unsafe sex, all covered with filth right up to their necks. They used the bushes as their latrine. They were argumentative, cross and mean, moral and physical wrecks. Moral and physical wrecks. A swan for a pet they managed to get, but the swan was another vexation yet, for she'd learned to eat off their dangling feet. She would peck their toes for a tasty treat, which was somewhat hard to forget. Which was somewhat hard to forget. So while they were trapped, they quarreled and napped, had sex in the bushes, where they also crapped. Time crawled along like a tedious song, the swan biting their feet, and it wasn't long before someone finally snapped. When someone finally snapped, the meanest punk picked up a stick he'd found, and the old dead cat he began to pound. By sheer frustration and anger goaded, he smashed it and bashed it, and then it exploded, scattering guts around, scattering guts around. As angry as bees and as smelly as skunks, these nihilist, disaffected punks all watched as he cursed with every breath, Laguna de Morte, Lagoon of Death, as he battered the rotten chunks, as he battered the rotting chunks. A piñata of stench, a cadaver wrecked, which the punk still pounded and the swan still pecked, swept away into the stagnant bay, but it floated back after it floated away for the punks once more to collect. For the punks once more to collect. When you're out on a limb or down in the dumps, your civilized posture kind of slumps. The mangled kitty was far from pretty, but with no remorse, respect, or pity, they made themselves the chumps. They made themselves the chumps. You are what you love, and you are what you hate. What you do is you, and creates your fate. So don't blame a cat who is only that, or a swan that's drawn to your habitat, for it's you you desecrate. Yes, it's you you desecrate. Adio to the kitty. Farewell to the swan. The rain let up, and the punks moved on. The punks have bailed, and the boats have sailed. And the calm of nature has prevailed, a conclusion which is foregone, a conclusion which is foregone. Well, that'll have to be a one-take wonder for that particular recording, which will be interpreted by a dance performance in New York City in the forthcoming week, which was now recorded for this purpose, a historic moment here on listener-supported KPFA 94.1 FM on your radio dial. And I'm sure that our friends, Puzzling Evidence and Philo, will be here shortly. Until then, I shall recite John Milton's Il Penseroso. Hence, vain deluding joys, the brood of folly without father bred, how little you bestead or fill the fixed mind with all your toys. Dwell in some idle brain, where fancy is fond with numberless shapes possess. Actually, it's gaudy shapes possess, as thick and numberless as the gay motes that people the sunbeams, or likest hovering dreams the fickle pensioners of Morpheus's train. But come, thou goddess, or actually it's a, but hail, thou goddess, sage and holy, hail, divinest melancholy, whose saintly features are too bright to hit the human sense of sight, and therefore to our weaker view o'erlaid with black stayed wisdom's hue. Black, yet such as in esteem a Prince Memnon's sister might beseem, or that starred Ethiop queen that strove to set her beauty's praise above the sea nymphs and their powers offended. Yet thou art higher far descended. Thee, bright-haired Vesta, long of yore to solitary Saturn bore his daughter, she. In Saturn's reign such mixture was not held a stain. Oft in glimmering bowers and glades, yes, now we're going to return us to our previously scheduled... Did it record?
Me chow.
Yes, they went to the chow line.
Me chow.
Went up to the cafeteria.
Yeah, they went down to the...
The brain cafeteria.
And they played a couple rounds cafeteria. Of table tennis in the staff caf.
Yeah, there were
seven minutes.
Well, that was because I was waiting for you to get back. It was only about 3 minutes for the principal recording.
We had about 12 or 15 eaters in there.
Oh, useless eaters. Must be eliminated.
Another three or four drinkers.
Drinkers. Oh, even worse.
Then there were some bus boys. We had a few bus boys in there bussing around, bussing each other.
Oh, this must never be
permitted. Busting tables.
Yes, but she was busting chops to the individual.
Is Spy going to somebody's place to work on this?
Yeah. She's going to tomorrow to the Big Apple, where they will be building their set, and then, you know, the Lord help them.
Now, if she has any technical skills, she can even wait till she gets to New York, get onto a computer, and download the MP3, edit the file.
Actually, I'll tell you, it's Moses who's going to build the set, because he's a good carpenter. And so they are both in the thick of it.
Well, I was talking about the sound file, because it's already there. It's going to be there.
It'll be a most sound file.
In the world,
not
very shortly.
Unsound file.
Oh, yeah, so where would they go?
They would go to kpfa.org to the archives.
They are to perform
and
in.
The
I
archives,
can find out
they
when
could,
I see
choose the
Ms.
show.
Spy this really morning nice, at easy, around MP3 9 file. P.M. or maybe 8:30 p.m. I mean A.M.
A.M.
Yeah. A.M. not F.M.
So I'm just saying that's a backup thing if things don't get burnt and delivered in the short time frame.
Oh, no, they can't MP3 blah, blah. They don't even have skills.
Okay.
They don't have the device. They don't have the access.
They don't have a computer.
Denied.
They don't have...
Rogue robots.
They don't have...
They're off in some far-off
They don't even know what a computer is.
Yes, that's right. They're hillbillies. They've lived in a tiny trailer over Chicken's estate.
They're just hicks. They don't know what a computer is. They know it has a flashy screen on it, but they think it's a television set.
Well, that's kind of like what I've always thought. You mean to tell me it's not?
They think it's a TV. Yeah, I'm telling you that.
But what about that monitor screen?
No, I'm telling you. It is a TV set.
All right, see, now you're swinging over to my side of the controversy.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anyone. Just because,
of course,
their computer
for
chops
years,
are,
mankind
are
got along just fine without TV.
Without
sets.
Computers, we didn't even know we needed them until we had.
We're
them.
Getting way
then
too
we've
cautious.
We figured out all kinds of things to do with them.
Give me the good old days. The future
sort
makes
of like
me
when
nauseous.
The caveman he had.
Give caveman, me the good old days.
Caveman one had the club, and caveman
when
two
natural
had a
foods
hammer.
Were at your feet, and grandma made those jams, and it wasn't sodium silico illuminate. That a humanate.
He's in total poetry mode.
When you wore a stand-up collar.
I thought he was going to tell us the facts about nudism.
There were no TV sets, only barbershop quartets. At least we all had nudism for all to enjoy. For every
girl and boy.
And every leering boy. Why, these are the facts about nudism.
Yes.
But where are the pictures?
I thought I was kidding.
You know, here's Dex, and that's very interesting. But, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words.
There's a picture on the cover.
Yes, I like her. She's
She is
an inspiration. That's true. A frolicsome nymph under a tree. Yes, indeed. Like Philomel by the barbarous king, so rudely forced. Or lovely Proserpina. Philomel, yes.
Philomel.
Philomel, who became the nightingale through the miraculous transmutation.
I was just wondering about
of Jove.
I was just seeing
one of the metamorphoses that we read about
here on our teleprompter
in the asphodel
we use here on the show.
There on beds of violets,
Philomel,
blue and fresh blown roses.
Here on the show, this we have this handy teleprompter which keeps us from saying the wrong words
fair,
at the right time.
So buxom,
and the right
lithe
words
and
at
debonair.
The wrong time. or the wrong words at the wrong time.
Haste thee, nymph.
Whatever time it is, we always will say the right words because there it is.
Bah!
The teleprompter of the show. Now, that doesn't say TOTUS. I wish it said TOTUS. Like,
hey, Al, can you do that one again?
Can you
do it again?
Well, no, only for this reason. I forgot to bring a cord to put the thing in.
So it didn't work, huh?
Well, in this respect, if you can do it again so that so I can start and stop it right where it is.
Can you do it somewhere else so that you don't mess up the show anymore?
Yeah, I can pick up a cord on the way home. We can still do it all in the same time frame.
But it didn't work? It didn't take?
No, it's fine.
It's on the show, man.
We have to buy a cord?
You can't get it out of the show.
No, no. You can't get a cord early in the morning.
You
got
to buy a battery, too. Need a battery.
Can you just do it again? That's all you
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, what a nightmare. I was so worried.
Pretend like it's for the kids, man. Just pretend it's for the
it's
children.
For
it is
the
for the children.
Yeah, the first take was fine.
But we can't extract it.
I can't edit it. I don't want to edit it. I don't know.
How is the second one going to be any different?
It'll start and stop where you, at the beginning, at the end of the actual thing.
So there won't be any slack in there.
I couldn't just have dead air. I'm broadcasting here. I had to keep talking, yakking.
Yeah, we'll put you in there, man. Over there where the air is dead, been dead for years.
Air is so rare. All right, I'll go and do it. In the meantime, Philo, you'd better continue to tell them the facts of nudism.
The facts about nudism. Okay, and are there any callers on? Any callers? I guess
they
we don't have any
collars,
callers.
They're nude.
I think I will. This is The Real Truth by Hugh Morris. Hugh Morris. What does Hugh Morris? That's not any real name. Hugh Morris. Humorous. Get it? But a million years ago, the first man lumbered about like an ape, and like his anthropoid cousin, had a shaggy coat of protective hair covering his body. Man had often been impeded by the long and shaggy hair that grew from his body, snagging in brambles and branches whenever the chase for food led through a tangled wildwood. Sometimes the thorns, the sharp points, dug deep into his flesh and brought blood. Immediately, man cast his eyes around for something that might furnish him a protective covering. He saw the pelt of a tiger that he had killed and eaten a few days before. Gingerly, he draped the skin over his body and kept it there by tying two legs together around his shoulder. A friend ape approached and roared and beat his breast in laughter at the strange antics of man. A brontosaurus feeding nearby looked startled at the apparition. Then it was that clothing, at that time, that was first invented. In time, man lost his coat of hair, but he retained his covering of skins. Soon, after a few thousand years, he discovered that, with his hair gone, it was essential that he wear his covering of skin, because it not only protected him, but it was warmer during the cold nights.
We have to be more quiet, because the caveman is actually here in the studio doing his work in an alternate studio with a shaggy coat. Now it's a million years later. The brontosaurus has given way to the terrific onslaughts of selective evolution. The saber-toothed tiger has lost his saber. The dull-witted ape still roams the wild, covered by his shaggy coat of hair. He is still the same ape that beat his breast in derision at the comic antics of man. But man himself has become the king of the animal kingdom. I wonder if the other animals actually know that. Particularly the lion, who I was taught is the king of beasts. But I guess that means man is not a beast. Man elevated himself above the beasts. He has not achieved his niche, however, without having sacrificed something. For instance, in donning clothing and becoming civilized, his body lost its ability to resist the elements as in former years. Instead of the tough, horny hide of the Pithecanthropus erectus, there is now the pink, lily-white skin of modern man, brought about by continued conditioning of protective clothing. Just as man has dropped his hair, so did he drop his tough layer of epidermis, until he became what he is now, an animal that depends on the protection of clothing. So through the slow process of evolution, which has taken a million years, we find the naked abysmal brute developing into the clothed civilian. It's taken all these years, mind you, to effect the change, which no one can deny has been for the better. Yet a million years later, we find a group of civilized people who insist that despite the aeons that have elapsed, man should return to his original state of nudity. And that, my friends, concludes this discussion of the facts of nudism. Thank you. And now we'll be joined by a caller. What have you to say there, caller?
This is Merv the Rare Bird calling in for the Rare Bird Revolution, saying that we need to get back to our naturalized selves and get out of these cells, and we need to live and let live and be free.
And so you agree with our facts about nudism?
Facts about nudism?
Right, that everyone should be nude now?
Yeah, everyone should be nude.
Totally. Why do we need these clothes? We're just clothed in ego and vanity, and we need to just tear it all down. We need to burn it. Probably burn it all away.
Have you noticed how equal people look when no one's wearing clothing?
I'm starting with this guy. I'm burning him now to burn his clothes off.
Burn it all away.
Oh, there it goes.
After all, the
whole lily white.
Yeah, the lily white doesn't matter what color the skin is.
Are lily white?
Sure, we're all reflections of the rainbow, are we not?
Exactly, we are reflections of the rainbow.
The practice of nudity does not take anything essential from sex feeling. It will not result in an asexual race. It will merely lead to a healthier and more rational attitude on the subject.
That's right, and it would be better if we all just run around displaying all of our parts.
Right, and there's a certain equality that comes through that process.
Yes, it's a humbling and clarifying experience. I think we should all
anything
as often as possible.
If anything, it's clothing that aggravates the sexual attraction between man and woman.
And it's the status that clothing like imparts. That's what confuses and destroys the whole society.
And you know, nudists don't seek to abolish dress completely for all occasions. We have to think about cold weather.
Cold weather is not good.
Cold weather is going to require some level of clothing.
Yeah.
Maybe. But there shouldn't be any underclothing on. Now, what do you think about that? Our other caller had wanted to weigh in on that subject.
She wanted to burn clothes. Well, I think that's fabulous.
Did you want to burn clothes, caller?
I had a problem here when.
I got to.
When I burned that guy, I burned her up.
Oh, you burned her up.
Yes.
Oh, would you call back? We need some more comments from the lady that called just a little while ago.
I just burned that guy too.
Oh, you just burned that was the taxi guy.
Yeah.
He's already dead.
Now he's a flame rolling down the street.
He's just a burning, rolling taxi going down the street.
Trying desperately to put the flames out and pick up fares.
Now, I might add that
here on the radio.
Riding crops are not considered to be clothing. But in any case, Hugh Morris wrote this treatise, and I'm really wondering whether or not Hugh Morris is a real person. He speaks of Dr. James Ewing.
Yes, this is Merv from the Rare Bird Revolution calling back again.
All right, good, good.
I just want to know that the flame is still burning.
Oh, it is. The clothes are going up right now, right? All right. That's a beautiful pyre.
It's a really beautiful fire burning in the hearts and minds of all.
Well, that's excellent. You started a fire tonight here. With your activism, you calling and
the enthusiasm, the passion in your voice is something that's going to get all of Northern California excited, and they're going to respond in a positive way.
Certainly, certainly. I want everybody to recognize the rare bird that they are.
I think this whole rare bird idea is something that's going to catch fire, and it's going to,
I think it's going to catch serious fire. You want to know my other idea? I want to have a theater group called the Freemason Jars, and we're going to go on street corners and sanitariums giving away free stuff.
That's great. Freemason, just Freemason jars.
Just the Freemason jars,
Have you ever... Mason jars are one of the most useful things you could give somebody.
Exactly. You must know of the Mason jars already. I mean, we're going to start a sprouting... The revolution will be sprouted. That's going to be the tagline.
That's a great idea. You've got Mason jars. All you need is Mason jars, WD-40, and gaffer's tape, and you can do almost anything.
You can build anything
out of that.
I'm telling you, we're going to be building amplifiers out of Mason jars. We're going to be building drums. We're going to cover the spectrum. And it's this whole contemplation of space. You see, you've got this empty jar, and you've got to fill it with things, and you want them to be useful and inspiring.
What if you fill it with space? Like, fill it with nothing.
Space.
Exactly. That's going to be the whole point. And I'm going to hide them in places with treasure maps, and I'm going to put, like, little maps for people and, like, little, like, I'm going to call it love mischief for people to go around and just do inspiring acts, and they're going to involve the Mason jars, like, filling the Mason jars with, like, certain little trinkets and, you know, having a whole epic adventure and having the experience be the whole point and not what the jar ends up being.
Right, right. Well, I can see you've really thought this out. This has got a lot of dedicated effort behind it.
Yeah, it's going to have a lot of dimensions.
I can feel the dimension right now. It's very wide and long.
But
it's
what
got
can
a long
we do?
Textural sort of domain crossing aperture on it.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that aperture? Does anything ever come out of that?
I noticed that aperture.
What aperture?
The aperture there. I mean, I don't want anything to come out unexpectedly. I'm not opposed to the idea of things coming out. I just don't want them to happen.
You need to make the change to digital. Nobody uses this old style equipment
anymore.
This
is old tech, but you know, analog's coming back.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's coming back in a big way because they don't make it anymore, so it's a limited inventory.
So analog, baby!
There's a lot of demand for analog these days because they don't make it anymore, and people want it now because it's got a cool sound. It's got a warm, cool sound. It's one that not only is it warm and cool, but it's also flat and thick at the same time. People
Cool's
are looking for that kind of sound.
Charcoal filter lets that flavor
They're looking
through.
For that kind of sound. They need a
Feel
fat sound.
Feel extra coolness in your smoke as
but
cool
they don't want it
comes
to be
through
flat.
For you.
They want it to be fat. But if it is flat, they
You're
only want it flat
smoking.
In like the upper
cool,
spectrum.
Cool,
you know, those
cool,
areas that people aren't used to hearing normally.
Step up
unless
too
they have
cool.
like kind of apertures. And that's where we get, that leads us back to the whole aperture thing. If
He's
it's leaking,
aperture happy.
If it's leaking, then we're going to have to apply the right...
That.
The whole aperture
Hello.
Tightening device.
I'm leaking.
Aperture implies that
I
we're
to
looking
you
through
about
a lens.
A special
what lens
opportunity.
Are you looking through?
I'm
Just
looking through the
listening.
Lens of the lens of the
I
bell,
think I want my
floor. The dinging
See you guys
bell.
Later.
Okay.
That's a lens that
don't do anything
you can
I wouldn't do.
Use
yeah,
to
yeah.
smell the color green.
Hey, did he say
you
anything about...
Smell the color green and taste the color red and hear the color purple and feel the color gray.
There you go.
See? Radio synesthesia.
These are the types of colors and concepts that...
Trimensoas.
That's right.
What kind of shirt is it?
It's a shirt. It's a Hawaiian shirt.
Don't get shirty with me.
It's a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, Hawaiian.
Yeah, Hawaiian
I'm fine
bowling
myself.
Shirt. They couldn't tell. Did they want it to be a Hawaiian shirt? Did they want it to be a bowling shirt?
Hawaii.
It's two shirts in one.
They used to bowl in Hawaii using coconuts and human heads.
And how's your experience?
Geranium flowery. What?
Hey, imagine if you didn't wear clothes, how much time you'd save that's not doing laundry.
No kidding. And you don't do laundry. You don't have to wash as much. You don't use as much water. We could probably solve the whole world water shortage issue.
Well, I tried to auction away
Just
Incredible garments, but she wouldn't go for it.
Think of the
take your clothes off.
We started with her hat, but she didn't wish to donate more to the
hat on.
Gather in the
yeah, that's
meadow.
What you, there's where you made your mistake. Keep the hat on.
Let me
last.
Help you out of distress.
In the sweetest way possible.
Yeah. Take your hat and jacket off.
Forming the loving tribal group.
It's all loving.
Oh, it's the love tribe.
It's the love tribe, tribal autonomy.
Experiencing colors through their various other orifi.
And haven't you seen?
Yeah, if you haven't done it, you should try it.
Puzzle trees.
It's an orifice or it's an organ. Whatever. We don't care.
Ginkgos.
It could be an organ orifice.
Wonderful.
But somehow or another.
Prehistoric forest of the Mesozoic.
If it's a leaky aperture.
The drops of water dripping off the leaves. Large palmate.
I want to know all your stories.
Once upon
She's
a time,
in love with the show now.
A long time ago,
just like
there were three
I'm
brothers,
in love with the show.
Hans Schwartz.
I can't help but listen to the show.
It's an unhealthy love.
Hear all the stories.
It's Schwartz every
and Gluck were lazy
American, good for red-blooded boy, flushed with victory
eat
and bring
their father's
home.
Bread. But young Hans was a diligent
trader
who got up early in the morning
to feed his 16 peahens and his Rottweiler named Fritz.
And here we're re-beginning it again.
One day, while he was toiling amongst the rocks of the field where he tended his father's sheep, he saw in the distance an old duffer climbing the hill with a large, heavy barrel on his shoulder.
One day, while he was toiling amongst the rocks of...
Why is that on there?
Why is that on there? Why is that on there?
How did that happen?
Now you have to hold the phone up to the
mic. You didn't record over it.
Why is that on there part of it?
Oh, I do? Well, if you say so,
resupply your every...
Okay.
And so that's
genius.
About the size of it. And they all lived happily ever after.
Ever after.
The blessed isles of ever after. On a brilliant day, sometimes you can see them across the water.
And now the show is a worm inside your brain.
Yes,
without
that's
the slightest
where
twinge of her
Prince Zorn of Zorna and the Princess Sarah Linda went after Prince Zorn defeated the cold, icy Duke.
Another
for which
sea.
He was devoured by the Toda, a creature created by Satan to punish evildoers for not being
Satan,
evil
okay,
enough.
Now that's a name I recognize.
They said the Toda made a sound like rabbits screaming and smelled like, I don't know, something bad. And
like
sure enough, it did.
And you know those science fiction novels you read where they create this new world?
Oh, this isn't
name everything.
Fiction. I only wish it were.
They name everything. You get a new name for everything. Oh, this is the Morkney.
You can go to the DMV and buy yourself a new name.
I was just at the DMV. I've got my license renewed.
And Hal has
by
a
Ian
box
Fleming.
Of names.
It's just that easy. You can just find a place, go and live in it, and start all over.
License
I name,
renewed.
I want a new name. I want it to be Reverend Funny Name.
And so it shall be, if that's what you want.
Was that easy?
Was that easy?
This subgenius
well,
church is
great.
But remember, a few years ago, Menslow showed us all how easy it was by creating the Church of the Subjainer, where everybody is automatically a member, except for Janer. And that from now on, we must all just address each other as Sergeant Janer. So I think you'd be Sergeant Janer Filer.
Everybody's a member. How do you get activated?
How do you get out of it?
The problem is, how do you
out?
Get deactivated?
I don't like being a member of something where everybody's.
Who
a
do
member.
You have to get out of this chicken outfit?
I want to be a member of something that won't have me as a member.
Why don't you join the Elks, Masons, Odd Fellows, Happy Sons of the Soil, Heavy, Horny, Handsome?
Because I'm already
sock.
There.
Oh, really?
You're there too, mate.
I'm here. I'm standing before you.
Pirates in the 20th
standing
century.
She's talking about.
In
she's
giant
talking
ignorance.
Like a pirate.
Oh, she
I
is?
Think
okay.
of thee and of
me
the
she
soul.
Said mate.
Me too.
Like.
She
one
said matey. I think she said matey.
Sure.
Flip back
I
in time.
I can't keep track of all these personalities. I don't remember which one I
to
am
visit
right now.
Dolphin
that's fine. That's okay. You don't need to. Nobody's demanding
just listen to the music.
A personality.
Let it take you away and make you into another color.
We don't want to know which one you are right now.
Let it take you away.
I'd rather
go.
Just imagine.
Sounds almost like Chief Gordon for a minute.
Ball.
Bob's your uncle.
Call right now at 848-4425, the Fikes and Erica. We have.
What was Paul's talk about punks on Chinese junk earlier? I told Jim and Lee to keep it down there, but they're a mutinous crew. They can't be trusted.
Well, what happened was one Chicken John had an art boat flotilla in the rural canals of Italy and Venice. And
forget Chicken John. Diamond Dave is having his 72nd birthday party.
Diamond Dave has been on the radio for many years. We salute Diamond Dave.
72nd birthday.
Tonight at Flower Shop, Friday the 13th.
Happy I'm afraid I can't attend, but I wish him many happy returns.
Happy birthday, Diamond Dave.
Everybody that knows Diamond Dave will be there.
I wish I knew Diamond Dave, if that's what it takes to get in there.
That is a prerequisite, yes.
I'd like to know Diamond Dave.
Well, you got to come and see him. He's got the biggest eyebrows of anybody.
Is he still on Pirate Cat?
I've seen his
yes,
eyebrows.
Absolutely. Friday at 4 p.m. on PirateCat.com.
Very good.
PirateCatRadio.com. You can listen to him tomorrow at 4 p.m.
That's the Diamond Dave show.
That's right. And you could go to the Pirate Cat Cafe or the Revolution Cafe or whatever they call it at 21st in Florida in San Francisco. And you can see
I know where
Diamond
is.
Dave, the real thing, the in person on his birthday. Second birthday.
You're going to be there? Are you going to be there?
I'm going to skate past the hate.
You are so lucky.
I'm
but
lucky.
You're lucky. I think when you're there with Diamond Dave, you should like
wavy
go up to Diamond Dave.
I'm calling from Truckee. That's how lucky I am.
You should go up to Diamond Dave and you should say to Diamond Dave, Diamond Dave, I'm so happy to be here. I want to kiss your ring. Can I kiss your pinky ring?
But you know, when you're 72, that's what happens.
That's okay. When you're 72, you should be kissing his pinky ring. That's what I'm telling you. If he has no pinky ring, just kiss his little, kiss his pinky fingernail. It'll serve as a good stand-in for a pinky ring.
Now, we can't.
He will bless you. He will bless you.
The calls are coming in now. You really did it.
I really hacked them off now with my comment. You thought I was being sarcastic about Diamond Dave. I'm trying to give you something that's going to impress Diamond Dave.
Why did you have to set up this?
You're the only person that gets down and bows in front of Diamond Dave on one knee, and you kiss his pinky. I promise you, you're going to be the coolest person at the gig.
To bow and sue for grace on bended knee and deify his power, who from the terror of his arms so great doubted his empire, that were low indeed.
Hey, I'm on drugs.
That were an ignominy and shame beneath this downfall.
I'm not on drugs, but I feel like I am.
You can't be unless you call right now. These are airwave drugs.
The strength of God.
They have to penetrate your ear pans and circulate up into your olfactory glands and then your brain pan can absorb like
it's not painful.
Through the filter mechanism of your radio.
We will run roughshod up the corridors down the corridors of your mind.
Into the canyons of your mind. Past the ventricles of your heart.
To wage by force
through the holes in your string vest.
Eternal war. Irreconcilable to our grand foe who now triumphs and in the excess of joy, soul reigning, holds the tyranny of heaven.
I'm so high.
So high to a grasshopper, one of our favorite little callers.
He lost control of the phone.
Yes, grasshopper, when you lose control of your phone or your bladder functions, you must understand it is only ectoplasm which separates you.
You're stuck on the show now.
Can you imagine how messed up you have to be to lose control of the phone, though? That's pretty bad.
We're bringing in a squad to deal. Right here, we had a civilian lose control of the phone. We're bringing in some heavy equipment, and in a few hours, this entire area will be completely purged. Everything can get back to normal.
I don't know how they set the clocks in here, but somehow...
By the time being, we're going to be set to Mellonville time.
And I think 2 hours ago,
and our
still
official language will be Esperanto during this period.
Ah, yes. Otis Campbell. This is St. Otis Campbell Day, isn't it? It is St. Otis Campbell Day.
Just St. Otis Campbell. Well, I don't know if we have any more callers, but if we do, you know, I've got a... Well, I'd like to give them a piece of my mind. You see, those callers just don't understand one very basic, simple, everyday, nuts and bolts type of thing about the Church of the Subgenius. And, well, I'm here to set them straight. So if they want to call and ask me any kind of a question, that's why I'm sitting here in the middle of god-awful early morning just to be able to rack my brain, and if it's a real melon scratcher, even so, try to give them the answer, which they're a-calling me while heavy equipment is setting up our new studio behind these oil-soaked berms. And in the distance, the howl of the horrendous sycamore bird shows that we're not anywhere else but the thoughtful zone. A wondrous land whose borders are things and ideas.
We're doing the spooky
eyeballs
right now.
Floating in space.
I'll bring you up in a minute.
You've just crossed into the Thunderbug zone.
The caller zone.
The show zone.
Union workers.
Turn that caller to the cold
I hope you're paying them overtime, dental vision, medical.
We're giving them the best health care plan we can. We're going to use Obama.
Mr. Abner Quigley. Caller to
it's the best
Tin Pot Radio show no one ever listened to begin with. Now Mr. Abner Quibley is going to find something strange about radio that he never knew before. He's going to find that he's tuned himself into a special frequency, not broadcast from around here, but from a little-known radio zone.
Take caller to prison, a radio bracelet.
The caller zone.
Well, there he goes. Caller, it's so tight, I can't breathe. Must get caller.
How can you fit all those callers in there? What's the purpose of them calling when you don't actually put them on the radio?
And all this 848-4425 stuff, I just don't dig it, you know?
If you callers knew how many of the callers actually get through, you would be amazed. There's only like maybe 1% of the callers who are trying to get through puzzling evidence. They get past the special puzzling evidence screening device. There's a screening device which has an intricate process. It's taken us years and years to program.
Thanksgiving now, man.
That's the device. That's the sounds it makes when it's scrutinizing the callers on whether or not they're good enough to actually be on the show.
You were versus just through another declension.
You couldn't believe the slobbering Neanderthals that call the show, and we could actually see, we could feel the drips of the
saliva. Radio version of the stupid light.
Saint Stupid Light. Oh, yeah, the Stupid Light. Well, that was not my idea. Why chastise
all the rejects from other
the whole idea is to get people to ask a question, not to berate them for being stupid. It's like an auction where you don't give people the time to
think about how much they want to spend on your stuff. Okay, stop shooting. Stop it.
I'm sorry, when I get my blood up, I just have to let fly.
I know, but you're going to hit somebody in a minute if you're not careful.
All right, if a body hit a body, I suppose a body need a body die.
Look, I think you killed somebody over there. I see some blood coming out from under the wall.
Collateral damage.
There's somebody that was sitting on the other side of that wall you were shooting at. They were just over there editing tapes. For tomorrow, getting ready for the show.
That was edited already?
They were editing the other tape. They smelled it.
Whoever dealt it.
And smelt it.
Edited it. So,
that's what I always say.
What do you have to say? Did you edit, or are you going to be edited out?
Playing fire tape edit here.
Let's go over that again. You say you saw some sort of monster? You know, I'm quite willing to believe that you think you saw what... what you say you saw. But, you know...
I believe that he thinks he saw what he says he saw.
We've put a man on the moon.
His conviction
there just aren't
is
any
there.
Monsters anymore, so I think you ought to take a stress pill, sit down, and
Now, wait a minute. Are you saying there's a monster on the moon, Dr.
Well,
Howell?
I'm not saying it. I'm not.
It sounded to me like, in the coded way, you were kind of implying that there was probably a monster on the moon.
And how would this lunar monster support himself? Digging taters out of the craters?
I think that's for you. Is that what you're suggesting? Quit being so cryptic. You need to, like, lay into
the whole cryptic lunar monster theory that you advertise.
It's
plainly absurd.
Where the monsters
absurd.
Live.
In fact, I'll say it's completely untenable. There cannot be a monster like you describe on the moon. This just simply couldn't happen.
What if there's a lost
accordance with all our scientific knowledge.
I'm
going to
pose a scenario
time.
For you.
All right.
I'm
willing to be convinced.
And there's a lost valley.
Uh-oh.
And in this lost valley, there's an atmosphere.
And there's statues all around, or what look
there's
like
statues.
Statues
all around. And
you
the
say,
people
hey,
that
statue?
Live in this lost valley are raising... They actually have a jungle in there.
Dirt jungle.
And
on
there's
the moon.
Dinosaurs and Indians in
wow.
this lost valley.
Hey, this is great. Who would have thought on our satellite...
That's
the
where
moon.
They got the idea for Turok.
You know, Turok also discovered giant apes, pygmies, giants, all sorts of things there.
I like that fruit that they would get, that psychedelic fruit they'd eat every now and then.
Oh,
that would just,
yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, like, yeah. Jimmy Carter says, yeah.
The psychedelic?
Psychedelic freako.
What kind
yes,
of fruit
I,
was that?
It was the Gymnosporum undulatum.
I knew you'd know.
Yes, this unusual plant.
To know. You get paid to know that.
To the Marifacer luminosa plant, which only grows
Dr. Howell,
on
one of the foremost
droppings of
in
certain
our culture
Tibetan
today,
holy men.
Is
collected
the
by Dr. Yogami, but unfortunately he was bitten by a werewolf and carried the lycanthropic curse back
mm-hmm,
to England.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh. I knew it had something to do with werewolves.
Oh, it always does in the end. You see, at around mm-hmm, this time uh-huh, of the month, uh-huh, the
I see.
Moon's influence mm-hmm. is waning, and the werewolf grows less mm-hmm. and less wolfy.
It's less gibbous.
Exactly.
It's less gibbous.
So it gives us a break, and the werewolf is not a rampaging
But when it's
predator.
Waxing gibbons, that's
but when
they
it
get
waxes,
mad.
Then the werewolf
the
needs
gibbon,
a wax job because he's a hairy
upside.
Devil.
He's got
yes,
hair
he's
that's
a hairy
be off.
Brute.
And it's a dangerous, dangerous place
he
to
He was pinched and poked, she said, while he, by friar's lantern led, how the drudging goblins sweat to earn his cream bowl duly set, when in one night, ere glimpse of morn, his shadowy flail hath threshed the corn, that 10-day laborers could not end, then lies him down the lubber fiend, and stretched out all the chimney's length, basks at the fire his hairy strength.
That's the sound of basking.
Wake up! They're here!
What? Oh!
Then Krupp full out of doors he flings, ere the first cock his matin rings. Yeah, that's the way it used to be, but in the 20th century, mechanical conveniences banished the drudging goblin to the periphery of the rural experience. Now, you know, that's back when little gnomes used to appear and do the work of shoemakers at night while they were asleep. Well, this goblin is the same deal, except much bigger, of course, and completes bringing in the harvest to the ignorant rural peasantry of 17th century England. And much good may it do them. But then, when they do get their sheaves in early, then they have big parties.
Bringing in the sheaves.
Yes, the sheaves are bound.
We shall come rejoicing, bringing the sheaves.
Oh my, I don't feel at all well.
And don't forget our splendid guest services, including our automatic teller machine.
That's right. Our teller will never
services.
Tell on you, but he may kiss and tell
our
when you bring in
services.
Your funds for... appropriate
our business center
dealings. Our business center
time
won't give you the business. You'll get a free tea tray
and
with every deposit of more than $7,000.
Any charge for parking.
And it's never the same thing twice.
Charlatan.
Yes,
incoming and outgoing mail will be held and dispatched
by exploding postmen. powered by now small atomic plants.
This forsaken.
We've made arrangements with several local gyms.
And several local Jones and Bobs.
For a nominal charge.
And a phenomenal explosion. All it takes is a little bit of juice, and then bang, zoom to the moon.
Enjoy delicious treats, fresh from our pastry shop.
And they'll be accompanied by a truckload of delicious 7-Up, moving out on the highway at 6 o'clock in the morning.
7-Up.
You like it, it likes you.
We get up at 5 to serve the 7-Up.
We get up at 7 to line up the 6-year-olds for 5 hours of 7-Upishness. Oh, just a moment. We had a slight mishap on the highway. And now we're going to have to take the circuitous route.
A mishap.
Up the elementary canal.
Now, what's the opposite of mishap?
Well, that would be a Mr. Hap, of course. And these are more forceful and often unrestrained in their activities.
Mr. Hap and Miss Hap, struggling together to raise a family, it's so tough.
And
in
conditional.
Today's modern world.
Because they're both a mayhap. A possibility, not an actuality.
Ahap the Arab.
Oh, Ahap smote Shetnob, and Henob went in unto Sanath the
In Moab.
Ephrastic.
They did that back in Moab,
in the land
I think.
Of Moab, where is Bdellium and the Onyx Stone?
Moab.
And Shetnab smote the sons of Hoareg in the valley of Shedom, where the Anakim
and
were
they smote,
like unto
they smote
giants,
their
and the Israeli spies
fistulums.
Were like unto grasshoppers in their sight.
Oh,
they were smoting and smiting
Amalek,
away.
The king of Midian.
They smote here, they smote
took
there,
Jezpatha,
they smote a little of that, a little of those.
And Othor was begat.
When Othor begat Shmadmar, they all partied on for long, long into the night.
And behold, there was a famine in the land, and it was all their fault.
Because of the pigs that they slaughtered for the party, or completely decimated.
So the pigs were driven at top speed off a cliff.
There they go.
And tiny devils jumped out their ears just in time.
This reminds me of that time that we talked about.
Yeah.
The experiment on animals. And they had decided to raise
animals to
that they couldn't,
make sure that
they can't really experiment on cute animals.
Who says
but they
can't?
Found out through research
whole
that
idea
people
is you
don't
experiment
have any
on
issue about doing research on ugly animals.
Ugly.
If they get ugly animals, they can do heavy research on them with, like, for makeup so women don't
all
hurt
right,
their
well,
eyes when they squirt the shampoo in their eye. Women or men, that's not
please
really
please go out and find me
thing.
The ugliest warthog you can. Bring him back
but
here. We'll
do,
experiment
they found
on
out
him.
That they can do this kind of stuff, this experimentation on warthogs. Because warthogs are ugly. And they've decided
well, to
that
they
even have
the
a
monster.
Whole new group of people who are breeding even uglier warthogs
but
just
see,
for
the
purposes of doing research
itself
experiments
is the descendant of the
because they know people are just totally apathetic about experimentation
pig, the
on a warthog versus experimentation
and,
on a fluffy little white
even
body
more amazing,
or a little
in the annals
little
of prehistory. At one time, there was an ancestral pig which had a single horn growing from its forehead, like the fabled unicorn.
Even a little fluffy little
could it
white
be
rat?
That the unicorn,
those are
known
the kind of animals that
our
know,
forefathers
know
was an actual animal
research.
And the descendant of a pig?
That people are
could it
be? Sure it will be a pig. It will
it would
be a
be,
warthog.
In that case,
it's a warthog that they've
an
decided to make even uglier than it would possibly could have been in real life.
Now you'll observe in this medieval
which
chapter,
you phrase any objection from PETA or anybody else.
Unicorn
say
almost
be
resembles a goat because look
animals.
At the small beard here.
Because you know
the
they don't try to save any kind of endangered species that
an Artiodactylus ruminant
or people don't like or ugly.
Ugly.
Just save cute animals like polar
man,
bears.
Man, you got hit with an ugly stick. But I think
nobody's
polar
trying
bears
to save rats.
I like
who earwigs, to save a rat?
Distended
you know?
Bloodworms. Those are the true beauties of the animal
kingdom. Who's talking for the rats? But
the rats, why they're going to inherit our world. Why should we put in a
rats
few words for them?
Think
they're
about it.
Smart enough.
Talk to
they're
them.
Going to create
to a
an
rat,
empire.
You'll find that they have a lot to say these days.
From sea to shining sea. Once man is gone,
government.
It'll be
that's
the
sure.
United Rats of America. From the rock-bound coast of Maine to the sunny shores of California.
From sea
one
to shining rattle.
Land under a brown undulating
we'll
carpet,
be there,
of rats.
Carpet of running rats.
A huge rampaging mass of rampaging rodents.
There they go.
Rodent
coming
mutation.
Your way.
Coming
but
your
what
way.
Do you care about it? I mean, after we get through with the rats, we're going to talk about the dirt. Who talks?
Well, you know what comes after the rats is the beetles. Meet the beetles.
Yeah,
yes,
they meet the
An intelligent species of large coleopterous mutant beetles will occupy our deserted cities. H.P. Lovecraft said so.
And these are the ones that eat the flesh off of the rotting corpses.
They're
right?
Mestids. Well, that helps them get started. But by then, they are farmers, raisers of cattle, and consumers of flesh.
Well, you know, they can go into grocery stores for a long time and, you know, harvest the leftover rotting meat.
The cans, yes.
Cans
with their super advanced mouth parts, they can pierce the
nanopots.
Aluminum cans.
We're going to not even have to worry about
suck forth the contents.
We'll make our own
the
special
of cardamom
insect
and
type
a bar.
Creatures. From nanobots.
For man is born unto trouble as the sparks
fly. We'll call them
fly
nanobots because they'll be designed for to penetrate the man himself. Like a virus.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
Ah, there it is. I see it shining out.
Looks pretty good.
Shining up. It's great. It's
day unto day uttereth speech. And
you know,
night
this is the
unto
end.
Night.
Seconds away.
Yep. This
no
is
more
the
showeth
it's
knowledge.
All. It's
all. Oh, well, no. That's it.